إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين هاديا ومبشرا ونذيرا بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة فجزاه الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا من أنبيائه صلى الله عليه صلاة يقضي بها حاجاتنا ويفرج بها كرباتنا ويكفينا بها شر أعدائنا وسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه سلاما كثيرا. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي القدير. يقول ربنا تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل: لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. فبعد هذه الآية العظيمة فلنستمع بإصغاء جيد وبخشوع لما ورد في كتاب الله عز وجل. After reciting, dear brothers, this amazing ayah that describes the situation of the mountain, how it would shake out of fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the teachings that are in Al-Quran, listen to this second ayah. As Allah ta'ala said, سبحانه وتعالى عما يقولون علوا كبيرا تسبح له السماوات تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم إنه كان حليما غفورا. فهذا العالم أحبابنا كله يسبح بحمد الله، لكن الناس لا يفقهون تسبيح جميع المخلوقات. So this world, dear brothers, this universe entirely glorifies Allah Ta'ala, praises Allah as per this ayah that I mentioned, but people do not comprehend this, their way of glorification and tasbih to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the creations, jami'u al-makhluqat, all the creations, they have a type of glorification to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-samawatu as-sab'u wal-ardu wal-ashjaru wal-jibalu والأحجار والماء. These types of creations I'm talking about, they glorify Allah سبحانه وتعالى. يسبحون الله بحمده سبحانه. هذه الجمادات التي لا أرواح لها تسبح الله كما يسبح ذو الأرواح. When I said all the creations, I'm talking about the objects, including the rocks, the trees, the stones. They make tasbih to Allah just as those who have souls make tasbih to Allah. But we people, humans, not all the people understand or comprehend how they make tasbih to Allah Ta'ala. وَمِمَّا يَشْهَدُ لِذَلِكَ أَنَّ جَبَلَ الطُّورِ الَّذِي أَمَرَ اللَّهُ سَيِّدَنَا مُوسَى انتبهوا أمر الله تعالى سيدنا موسى بأن يذهب إليه. رأى الله تعالى الذي ليس كمثله شيء. جبل الطور رأى الله عز وجل، الجبل رأى الله عز وجل، وسيدنا موسى لم يره. الله تعالى لما طلب سيدنا موسى أن يراه أوحى إليه أنه لا يراه، أي في الدنيا لا أحد يرى الله بعينيه في الدنيا، حتى موسى لم يراه، أما الجبل رأى الله عز وجل. أمر موسى بأن ينظر إلى الجبل، الله تعالى أمر موسى بأن ينظر إلى الجبل، فإن استقر مكانه فسوف يراه. فلما تجلى الله للجبل، أي لما الله تعالى أرى ذاته للجبل، أو لما أرى الله الجبل ذاته الذي لا يشبه شيئا، الذي ليس في جهة ولا مكان، ماذا حصل للجبل؟ اندك الجبل من خشية الله عز وجل، يعني تحطم الجبل من خشية الله، فلذلك موسى لم يراه، لم يرى الله عز وجل. من هيبة رؤية الله تعالى تحطم هذا الجبل. لما رأى موسى كيف اندك الجبل وقع مغشيا عليه عليه السلام. So dear brothers, as I mentioned that the creations from objects, from trees, stones, mountains, they glorify Allah Ta'ala, a specific glorification, a specific tasbih. An example of that is the Mount of At-Tur. When Allah Ta'ala ordered Musa alayhi salam to go to the mountain of At-Tur, and he told him to look at the mountain. Allah Ta'ala enabled the mountain to see the self of Allah. The self of Allah, which is not a body, nor a shape, nor an image, nor in a place. Allah enabled the mountain to see the Creator, the one that has no shape, no place, the one that exists without a place and without a resemblance to the creations in any way. So Allah told Musa, ordered Musa to look at the mountain, that if the mountain, the Mount of At-Tur, stays in its place, then you will see me. But then Allah Ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam that you will not see me, that is in the dunya. But the mountain was able to see Allah Ta'ala. But what happened to it when it saw the Creator, the Almighty? The mountain came destroyed. The mountain was destroyed out of fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the greatness of Allah azza wa jal. So then Musa alayhi salam, he knew that when he saw the mountain shaking and trembling out of fear from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Musa alayhi salam fell unconscious from that amazing scene. لو كنا نرى الله في هذه الدنيا لما عصيناه. Think about it. Had you been able to see Allah Ta'ala, you would not dare to disobey Him. You would not disobey Him. لخشيناه خشية بالغة. لذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما سئل عن الإحسان ماذا قال؟ قال أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه، فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. And that's why, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he was asked about the إحسان, what is it? What is إحسان? He said to worship Allah تعالى as if you are seeing Him, meaning as if you are seeing Him. He is seeing you and you would not dare to disobey Him. That's why he defined Ihsan to worship Allah at its perfect level, as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, And if you don't see him, know firmly that he is seeing you. Allah Ta'ala sees us all. Allahu yarana, muttali'un alayna. Allah Ta'ala la takhfa alayhi khafiyah. Allah sees us wherever we are. Allah knows everything about what we do and what we say. Allah Ta'ala knows about all things. Nothing is concealed from him. Nothing is hidden from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَحْنُ تَخْفَى عَلَيْنَا الْخَفِيَّاتِ أَمَّا اللَّهُ فَلَا تَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ خَافِيَةٌ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا آية في سورة الزلزلة. يوم القيامة معناه تحدث الأرض أي تخبر بما عمل عليها الناس من خير أو شر. تفكروا يا أحباب، خلينا نتفكر بهذا الكلام، بهذه الآية. يومئذ تحدث أخبارها، الأرض تحدث بما عمل عليها من خير أو شر. Let's ponder, dear brothers, about this ayah in Surah الزلزلة. The day, Allah Ta'ala said, the day, which is the day of judgment, when earth will talk about its events, when earth will speak and will say what people did on it from good and bad. Think about that. Allah Ta'ala yuntiquha fatashhadu ala al-ibadi nutqan. Allah Ta'ala will make the earth, the ground, utter, and it will utter, it will say what the people did on it. المؤمنون الأتقياء لا تشهد عليهم إلا بالحسنات. The pious believers, the ground will not talk about them except the good things, about the good deeds that they did. May Allah make me and you among them. Because their sins had been forgiven, had been gone, erased for them. وأما الكافر فإنها تشهد عليه بما عمل من الكفر والعصيان وليس له حسنة واحدة تشهد الأرض له بها. As for the blasphemer, on judgment day the ground will utter and speak and say what the blasphemer did on it, and the sins that, the kufr that he did, and the sins that he committed. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and you from the kufr. As for the sinful Muslims, as for the sinful Muslims, the Muslims who did some sins, they are two types. فإذا قلنا أن الأرض تنطق أما الأتقياء المؤمنين فلا تنطق عليهم لا تشهد عليهم إلا بالحسنات وأما الكافر فتشهد الأرض عليه بما عمل من كفر وعصيان وأما عصاة المسلمين فهم على قسمان قسم تشهد عليهم الأرض بما عملوا من الحسنات والسيئات وقسم يسترهم الله فلا يشهد الأرض عليهم بما عملوا على ظهرها. الله يستر علينا وعليكم. So the sinful Muslims are two types. One type, Allah Ta'ala will enable the ground, earth, to speak and say what that sinful Muslim did from good and bad. He did this on me, he did that on me, he said this and that. As for the other type of sinful Muslim, Allah Ta'ala conceals their wrongdoings. Allah Ta'ala covers their wrongdoings, conceals it, so it is not exposed on Judgment Day. It is the day that is known as the day of the big exposition, when people will be exposed for their doings and their sayings on this earth, except to those whom Allah Ta'ala concealed. Illa man satarahu Allah. Yawma kashfu al-mukhba'at, yawma al-qiyama. Yawma al-fadihati al-kubra. إلا من رحمه الله من ستره الله. أسأل الله تعالى أن يستر علينا وعليكم. فإذا قال الله تعالى يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. ماذا تحدث تحدث أخبارها بما عمل عليها من خير وشر بوحي الله بإذن الله لها. الأرض تنطق بإذن الله. فمن هذه الآية يفهم أن الأرض في ذلك الوقت يخلق الله فيها إدراكا فيعلمها بما كان يعمل على ظهرها. الله تبارك وتعالى يجعل في بعض الجمادات إدراكا فتنطق الجذع اليبيس ألم يحن ويئن واشتكى لفراق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو جماد شجر حن وأن وبكى لبعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عنه. هذا بقدرة الله عز وجل. الله تعالى خلق فيه الإدراك وشدة الشوق إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكيف بنا نحن؟ Isn't it that Allah تعالى enabled the dead tree, the tree stump, the palm tree stump to yearn and cry because he missed the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. He is longing for the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah Ta'ala enabled this dead tree, this tree stump, to cry and yearn, longing for Rasulullah, because the Rasulullah went away from it, that dead tree started to cry like the baby, missing the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, out of love to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah Ta'ala created that feeling in it, created that sense in it, in that tree. So if that is the case of the tree, what about us, dear brothers? Should we not have that God-fearingness in our hearts? God-fearingness from Allah Azza wa Jal? Shall we not have this great love to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam? Absolutely we should. ومما يشهد أيضا أحبابنا أن الله يجعل في بعض الجمادات إدراكا. القصة التالية. Also amongst the things that had occurred, I'm talking about the things that have been mentioned in the hadiths, the authentic news, the authentic hadiths, about when the objects, when certain creatures, non-living creatures, speak up or have a sense, a sensation, the out of fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the rock or the mountain would fear Allah and glorify Allah azza wa jal, you would find some humans, some people cussing Allah, insulting Allah, denying his existence. Wal'iyadu billahi ta'ala. May Allah protect us. Wal'qissatu ahbabana anna thalathatan minal muslimina alladhina kanu qabla hadhihi al-umma كانوا في سفر فدخلوا إلى غار ليستريحوا فوقعت على الغار صخرة من قمة الجبل. وكما تعلمون كل منهم دعا بخير بعمل صالح فعله، توسل بعمله الصالح، حتى أن الثالث لما انتهى من الدعاء الله تعالى جعل الإدراك في الصخرة فأزيحت الصخرة عن فم الغار فاستطاعوا أن يخرجوا. عندها النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لما ذلك الثالث لما دعا انفرج بحيث يستطيعون الخروج. عند ذلك الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في وصف ذلك الأمر أن الإدراك الذي حدث في هذه الصخرة قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: تلك الصخرة هبطت من خشية الله، هبط تحركت أزيلت عن باب الغار من خشية الله عز وجل. So what happened, dear brothers, in this next story that I'm mentioning shows us how these objects and some non-living creatures, creations, they had the fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorification to Allah azza wa jal. A story that was authentically mentioned, where three Muslims went into a cave from this ummah. They went into a cave. Sorry, they were from a previous nation. They were traveling, so they went into a cave to rest. Then what happened is a big rock fell from the tip of the mountain and shut their cave. So they were stuck and they were not able to come out. So what they did is, one of them said, let us make dua with the good deeds that we did. Let us make tawassul. Let us ask Allah by the good deeds that we did today, so that Allah would remove this calamity, this hardship, this rock away from the mountain, from the cave. So the first one, he made dua. He said, he asked Allah by the good deeds that he did, so that the rock would be moved. So the rock moved a little bit, but not enough for them to come out. The second one also made dua. As well, the rock moved. Then but not enough for them to get out. Then the third one made dua, and when he completed his dua, Allah Ta'ala created a sense in that mountain, and it moved completely from the entrance of the cave, and they were able to get out freely and safely. When that happened, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, that rock moved out of fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tabahu al-Ali al-Azim. A rock shakes and moves out from Allah, yet a human being with a heart and soul, some they don't believe in Allah, some believe in Allah, but at one time might fall in the kufr and dare to insult Allah or his religion or his messengers. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ والصلاة والسلام على عباد الله إني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى وبخاه عز وجل. Dear brothers, I urge you and my soul, المؤمنات الأحياء